Chemist Warehouse is putting a spring in your step with half price off big brand vitamins like Bioglan, Nature's Own, Naturopathica, Pentavite and Wellgrove. All half price.
Welcome to Triple M's Big Breakfast.
With Marto, Margo and Nick Cody.
All right, it's after the show on a Friday, 18th of September. Welcome to a catch-up podcast. Marto, Margo and Nick Cody. Great show coming up. Anything we just want to touch on here?
Nah, it's Friday morning. Yeah, let's get out of here. Enjoy the pod.
Can I just check one story?
Yeah.
You know how we're talking about Bathurst and they're not allowing people to go this year? When you last buried some cartons of beer, how long do they last underground?
Why would you bury beer?
Well, that's what they do because they're only allowed to take one carton a day up there.
Surely.
So they go up there months beforehand and they bury it when they got the GPS. This is what goes on, I swear. They got the GPS locations. They dig a huge hole, throw all their cartons in there so the police don't.
Hold on. Is that the Bogan wine cellar? It's Frost Underground on Mount Panorama.
Bogan wine cellar.
Oh, I love it. That'll do, mate.
Coming up on the show, we have Nat Cook from the
She was brilliant. She was awesome.
Really fun chat. We also have Bernard Fanning from Powderfinger.
What else do you want?
Yeah.
What else do you want?
Rip in.
Land rights. Get into it.
Turn it up. Now. Wind the windows down. Let everyone know what you're listening to. It's the Big Breakfast, Triple M.
Guys, we had a cracking lunch down at the Paddo yesterday.
Oh, it was excellent, wasn't it?
Yeah, very nice. Beautiful day for
Sorry,
it.
Sorry I couldn't be there.
That's all right. You had to go. You had to start the kids' school holidays early.
Yeah, a head start on school holidays. We headed up the Sunshine Coast yesterday before all the traffic.
Kids, learning is overrated. Get in the car. Let's go early.
They just watch movies and eat pizza on the last day anyway.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Well, it was a fun. Yeah, that is true. It was a fun day, fun lunch at the Paddo, and a big team there. And eventually, wraps up. People start leaving. Cool. People start dropping off.
I had to go to work.
Did you stay, Marto? Long?
No, I stayed for an hour. I had 3 gold beers and went back to work building my set of stairs that I'm in the middle of.
Is that an acceptable amount to build stairs? Is that probably good?
It turned out okay.
Could you see the bubble in the levels?
They were gold.
It's not looking like an MC Escher where the stairs that go up actually lead you downstairs. You have, what has he done here?
All worked out. All job finished. Everything done yesterday afternoon. After 3 gold beers, quite a big effort.
Good effort.
What did you do?
Well, I stayed around. People had dropped off and eventually got down to young Jack, our producer here, Disco Dave on the buttons.
And the 3 of you.
And Nick, who does social media stuff.
Oh, righto.
And
I know exactly where you would have gone.
Oh, yeah? Would you like to guess?
Does it start with pokey and finish with lounge?
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Right.
You love the pokies.
Every time we have been to a pub, you guys disappeared. That other time, you all just get in.
We're looking for more chilli. We had
a welcome back to Brisbane lunch for Nick and his wife Lucia and Charlie. And then you and I were sitting together at the table with Kath and Corey. And we're like, where's Nick?
Jack leads me astray.
He's in the pokies. We're like, well, we're just going to go because he doesn't know where... Where we are anyway.
So you think you've got a problem?
No, definitely not.
How much do you put in?
$20.
Or just 120? But if you get up, do you put another one in? Or if you lose, do you want to go back and win your money
back? You can put $50 in. What is it? Gamble responsibly? Yeah. All that jazz?
Just checking. Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
My girlfriend just puts $5 in at the pokey lounge, hoping she'll meet some rich dude who wins the jackpot.
Oh, my Lord. Hold on. She's hoping to meet a bloke in a pokey lounge.
She's tried online dating. She's tried going to bars. She's like, I'm just going to pick someone up in the garden bar.
Tell her to drop her standard slightly.
It's more chilly, not get willy. Now, that's not what we're in there for. But very funny, young Dave.
Did you find the more chilli?
No, there was no more chilli. It was a real shame.
Explain to me. I don't know if we've got time. What's the attraction of more chilli? Why that machine?
I don't know. I just find the sound very funny.
You just like making that noise.
The sound.
More chilli!
And the little bandito
kicks
off.
The dancing peacocks.
Yeah, see? There you go. Everybody's got a favourite sound. But young Dave asked Jack and I, guys, I don't know how it works. Can you explain how the pokies work?
Oh, nice, Dave.
Explain how the pokies work.
I grew up in WA. No pokies in WA.
Fair enough.
I'm going to put my hand up. I don't really know how it works.
Nobody knows how they work. Now, the pokies. Even the people that build them are like, I don't know, a witch made a brew and then all of a sudden more chilies here.
Don't look into it. All right, I'm going to show my ignorance too. How do you know what you're supposed to be looking at to line up?
Nobody knows. It's the pokies.
So 4 jacks and a lion?
I don't know. No one knows.
You just wait for it to make colourful noises.
The dollar amount going up or down.
Who knows? Who knows?
No one knows. Gamble responsibly. Big Breakfast, Triple M.
Hey, guys, I was telling you earlier, suburb names, nicknames. Who knew? I mean, you know, like I live in Logan. We get Bogan. Bogan, Logan. Logan, you're a Bogan from Logan.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
You okay?
You're clever. Look at you go. You changed one letter of the word and you've called me a Bogan.
Yeah.
But it's a thing. Narangatangs was down the coast last weekend.
Is that what they call themselves? Narangatangs?
They call themselves the Narangatangs.
Narang, yeah.
Oh, Narangs.
And we a couple of weekends ago stayed down the Gold Coast and I was talking to this guy and I said, oh, well, we're staying in Labrador. What's the nickname for Labrador? Scabrador.
Oh,
I was like, oh, do people from Labrador actually call themselves Scabrador?
Is this what you're looking for? I remember when we grew up, we used to, because our auntie and uncle lived at Redcliffe, we'd always call it Dead Cliff.
Dead Cliff.
Why Dead Cliff?
Oh, just their house was boring, so to us it became Dead Cliff.
Yeah, nicknames of your suburb. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard a good one. You know,
what about this one? If you live in Highgate Hill, my mate lives at Highgate Hill just over here, Highgate Hillbillies they call themselves.
Peter from Burpengary's already texted in on Marto's burner phone, 0484 10 1045. He texted, people from Deception Bay are known as the Defendants.
Oh, hold on. Pete, come on.
I don't get it.
No, well, they're often in court.
They've all committed crimes.
But that's just a generalisation. We want, if you live in a suburb, we want to know what you call yourselves or your suburb.
Yeah, what's your suburb nickname? Andrew from Sunnybank, good morning.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. Is it Sunnybank that's got the nickname, Andrew, or have you got one for another suburb?
No, it's for Eagleby.
Oh, Eagleby.
What are you, what is it what they're called or the suburb's called?
What the suburb's called.
Yeah.
Eagleby.
Eagleby.
Again, never a positive one, is it?
Vanessa from Burpengary East. I believe you want to talk about Moray Field, Vanessa.
Also known as Moron Field.
Moron Field. Thank you, beautiful. Jeff, Bribie Island.
Let's get this a bit more positive.
Yeah,
hey,
come on. Positivity.
On.
Jeff, Bribie Island.
Well, mate, it's pretty simple. It's just God's waiting room.
God's waiting room.
There's a lot of
Irish. That's where my grandparents did live.
Yep.
Mm-mm. Brendan from Ormo.
Almost the coast.
Almost the coast. That's sick. That's a good one.
What was the one you used just before? Oh, Narangatangs. Who live at Narang.
That could be Narangbar as well, Marto, because I've heard it used for both. Narangatangs for Narangbar. John from Cannon Hill, you want to give Morningside one, do you? A nickname?
Oh, I got a mate who's a chief inspector and he looked after Southport. Then he looked after Woolloongabba and they're pretty busy areas.
Yeah.
Then he went to Morningside and the cops call it Yawningside.
Yawningside.
Not enough crime. Peter from Thornlands might pick this up. Pete?
Yeah, mate?
Yeah, what is it about Thornlands?
No, mate. It's what we generally know as the Carragara, Russell Island and... all the islands
the
out
Southern
in the
islands.
Bay there.
Yeah.
They're kind of locally known as the half-wit Sundays.
That'll do, mate.
Right.
That'll do.
Thanks for your call.
That will
so
do
good.
Me.
Someone who'd like to remain anonymous, potentially someone who lives in the suburb of Deception Bay, called it Depression Bay.
Oh, that's just nuts.
If anyone has a positive nickname, text Marto's burner phone, 0484 10 1045.
Criminally linked or low socioeconomic. Come on, let's lift Brisbane.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Bathurst on in 4 weekends' time. It's the big race on the Sunday on October 18th, but it's all about the Thursday, the Friday, the Saturday and the Sunday at Bathurst. Correct.
It's a big week.
50 or 60,000 people a day go over those 4 days. They reckon 200, 230,000 people went last year. Not this year. They have just handed down their decision to say 4,000 people a day are allowed to go and watch Bathurst live. 4,000.
And it's an incredible injustice.
They are spewing. They are lining up going, hold on, how can you trust? And that'll mean there's probably people already buried alcohol up there 2-3 months ago. Now it's going
to
be...
Because what is it? You're only allowed to take in two cartons.
A carton per day.
A carton per day.
So, I know, that's tough. It's real tough.
I thought this was Australia. What's going on here?
Marto, I think the injustice is that they're going to... They've lifted the restrictions for the NRL Grand Final.
40 stadiums are 50% of the stadium's capacity.
They're going to be able to have 40,000 people. people at the NRL Grand Final, but only 4,000 people at
Who's
Bathurst.
Who's going to catch COVID? The things are going past at 300 k's an hour with the windows closed. Yeah. So it's not a threat to the drivers.
It's all outdoors.
They're all pissed in a
all
paddock.
All outdoors, and they're spread out on a big, like on the hill up there.
They're spread out everywhere. Yeah. This is and that's what they're blowing up about. They're going, and anyway, we drink so much alcohol, we sterilise. There's a few people who made the point that alcohol kills COVID.
I don't think the alcohol content is quite high enough.
hold on, we got... Hey, Ronnie.
Yep.
Ronnie, what did you want to add something about Bathurst? Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, we got a message last night. All the campers that go every year.
Yeah.
That we're not allowed to camp this year. They're only letting a certain amount of crowd in.
All reserve seating and only on the main straight. But I can't see why you can't just contact one of the farmers and go, can we come and hang out in your paddock?
Oh, there's a lot of people that do. Still, they've got mates there that own the farm, so they'll probably go there and camp on their properties. I don't know.
You go down most years, do you,
Have
Ronnie?
Have you been down before, yeah?
Yeah, we've been going since, I think it was close to 2002 every year.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Sorry, mate.
This year we've got a thing called Bathurst Campers on the FaceTube.
Yeah.
So everyone this year is setting up their backyards and stuff like that, like their campsite.
Yeah, cool.
That's unreal. And you'll all zoom in on each other.
Yeah, that's it. And everyone will just put up what they're doing for the day. Like, I've already set up a fake toilet and a couple of flags and stuff ready to go.
Will you sit in the car and be revving the car while you're watching it? I had a mate of mine used to sit in his garage with the car running and he'd just give
it... That sounds bad.
Yeah, I know.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'll sit in the backyard and throw me empty tins at the TV when the...
Like normal. Too easy,
right? Yeah, just like normal.
So, mate, how would you like to go down there and have to quarantine? Or how come you're quarantining? Because I had to go and watch Bathurst. Jeez.
The Big Breakfast.
Triple M.
Got a conundrum for you. Last round of the AFL this weekend, okay? Well, last night, the Kangaroos, North Melbourne, they're gone. They're out.
Yeah.
Like, their season's over.
Mad Monday.
And I
they
see
knew that a while back.
Yes.
Yeah,
fair
rough
enough.
One.
Yep. No Mad Monday. Stop with that. There is no Mad
Not
Mondays.
Allowed.
They've been told no one's allowed to enjoy themselves.
Not even just within their team?
Given 36 hours to bugger off out of their accommodation down the coast.
Oh.
The AFL said, we'll pay for it for another 36 hours, then you're gone.
Not allowed to be in the hub anymore.
Hold on. As a Victorian originally, I hope it's not Queensland government thinking AFL Mad Mondays are as bad as rugby league.
Well,
it'll make the Herald Sun. It's like, oh my God, a man was in a wig. Whereas here,
if
a building's not burned down, you haven't even started.
All right, let's say, well, there's going to be a number of teams. There's 8 teams will be eliminated. That's the end of their season this weekend. You're from Victoria, okay, your team, let's say North Melbourne. What do you do now? You've got 6 weeks off. In their contracts, they all have 6 weeks off. Where are you going? You're staying in Queensland,
aren't
you?
Not going home.
Do they have
Surely
to go
not.
Back to Victoria?
Well, that's why I got this bloke on the line. Tom Brown, Triple M Footy, AFL's number one newsbreaker. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, guys.
I guess you heard what we're talking about. What are they doing? Where are they having Mad Monday? They're going to Port Douglas to tear it up or what?
Well, Mad Monday, as you mentioned, is banned, and we have got a pretty good track record in the AFL on group behaviour on Mad Mondays. They're pretty heavily regulated these days.
Fev's out
It was only about 10 years ago that the Saints and Fev, I'm sure, caused all sorts of controversy at various times.
Yeah.
But in terms of what they're going to do now, they've got 36 hours to clear out, as you mentioned, 36 hours. So what do you do in 36 hours? They're allowed to stay in Queensland.
Mm.
They've got to stick to the hub protocols for the next 36 hours. They can't sit on the beach or they can't go to a restaurant and sit down. But after 36 hours, they'll be allowed to.
They're like normal Queensland citizens. They can do whatever they want.
Exactly. After 36 hours. Now, Gil McLachlan spoke yesterday and gave them a very, very clear warning.
What was that?
The Queensland government's nervous because obviously they've got the grand final and the election. They don't want to be embarrassed.
Uh-huh.
So all the players are on notice. There's a working committee working on this. Mm. They have to behave themselves over the next, 4 or 5 weeks in particular up to the Queensland election, because any transgressions, and I can promise you...
So no strippers, no kebabs,
huge
Tom.
Fine. No kebabs, no strippers. Just go up to Noosa, have some nice meals on Hastings Street, go to the local surf club,
have
spots at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Remember a few years
Don't
ago, Tom, remember when St Kilda burnt that dwarf about 5 or 6 years ago?
I was going to mention that, but then I figured in this day of PC, I thought, can you even mention that on radio? Oh, I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, I love that Nick Cody tried to claim that AFL was so classy. You know, like, it's just because nobody in Queensland cares.
They set a little person on fire. Little person,
South Melbourne. It was a very famous incident at the time. It caused all sorts of issues.
It was very not funny at all.
Correct.
I mean, we do bubblers and fake... have sex with dogs.
But you, like, do that
you guys burn people. That's not nice.
No, that's Mad Monday. You guys do that pre-game warm-up in the NRL.
So, Tom, what will they do? Will they all stay here and November they get back for pre-season training? Will they still be here?
No, most will stay for to have a break. So I think a lot will go to the islands in the Whitsundays. A lot will go to Port Douglas. A lot will go to Noosa. A lot will obviously go to Brisbane and indeed stay on the Gold Coast. Some will go back for family. It just depends on the circumstances. I think the figure was a couple of weeks ago, over 50% of the AFL community up here applied to stay for at least a break. And in terms of the preseason, that's a long way off. I think given this season, how intense it's been and how busy it's been, I think the AFL will just want a bit of a breather. So I don't think the preseason will start until next February anyway. So I think Queensland's well placed to get more games next year. But I think the preseason is a long way off. They certainly won't stay through Christmas. They'll have to go back to Victoria at some point.
Tom, I'm a big Essendon Bombers fan. Can they get in trouble for mentally leaving the bubble about 8 weeks ago? They've just clocked out. Is there trouble for that, just not trying?
I think their coach clocked out at the start of the year. He's been on full pay. But,
what a life you have, Nick. Essendon and Broncos. What a great couple of footy teams you've picked there, son. Hey, Tom, thanks very much, mate. It's another big weekend. The last weekend around. Then they've got next weekend off and then the final start, yeah?
Have a great day, guys. You get all. I mean, the weekend in terms of the games this weekend will basically decide the finals, and all kicks off Friday night footy tonight after West Coast winning last night. So it's all happening.
The Lions are taking on Carlton tomorrow night, boys.
Yeah.
At the Gabba.
Yeah, we've got a couple of tickets if you want to go. Call 1-333-53 right now. Thanks, Tom.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
2000 Olympics, and this one is probably the event at the 2000 Olympics. I believe it was the second most watched event after the Cathy Freeman 400-metre race. Quite simply, when they played the final of the girls' beach volleyball on the beach at Bondi, the whole of Australia stopped. And one of the stars standing next or jumping next to Kerry Potthards was Nat Cook. Hi, Nat.
G'day. How are you?
Oh, I guess, have you had a lot of people wanting to look back 20 years to the Sydney Olympics?
Yeah, it's been frantic, actually, and I'm excited because it allows us to relive our heyday, so I've got no problem with that. And like you said, the Cathy Freeman, everyone was watching us as the warm-up to Cathy Freeman because we were about 4 hours before her. So what better thing to do than grab a beer and sit and watch girls in bikinis run around Bondi Beach?
Nat, can we play a little bit for everyone, but also for you?
And it's gone out. It's gone out, and they've done it. Incredible scenes. Joy and jubilation on this side of the net, tears of despair on the other.
I should have listened more closely. An Englishman commentating your final part of your victory is hopeless.
I know, I had no idea, really. And the words, you know, beach volleyball, quite a new sport. When we listen to a lot of the commentators, technically they're hopeless. Oh. And he was one of them. So don't worry.
Nat, I've got to ask, those friends that were like, what happens if you lose? How nice was it to rock up with the gold medal and say, take your negative attitude elsewhere. We don't need it.
Absolutely. I have so many new friends from school too that used to knock me and say I'd never amount to anything trying to be friends. And I'm like, no, it's off.
And you get to tell them now, sorry guys, I'm a bit busy. I was just going to 5 Olympics. Sorry, I got a bit on.
I didn't know when to stop, really. I just... The bikini kept fitting. So
good addiction to have, though.
Hey, just talking about bikini, now I walked into a mate's place. Our producer here, we were having a beer one night, went to a mate's shed, okay, and there's a pool table there. We turned around, he had heaps of Broncos memorabilia on the walls and a bit of rugby league, rugby union, about a bit of everything. Turn around, he had your outfit, and I think it claimed Olympian Nat Cook's your bikini bottom and top signed by you in behind glass. He got it at a girls' school sports fundraiser. Would that have been the outfit?
Well, there weren't many that I gave up for auction like that. So unless he's gone down to Rebel Sport and found one himself and you know.
No. This was fair dinkum. He's a collector of memorabilia.
Well, then it would have been. It would have been the one I had. We had three because clearly we didn't have to wash every day.
One
they
of
gave
three.
Us three. I've got one. The Melbourne Museum's got one. Sporting Museum.
And he's got the other one.
My mate's got one.
Hold on. Yeah, we might have to look a bit closer. I think there's three O's in Cook. I don't know if
he spelled it. Matt, what's your greatest memory of those Olympics? Actually, was that on a Sunday, your event? Is my mind playing tricks on me? Was it Sunday Arvo and then Kathy ran that night?
All I remember is the 25th of September. I don't know the date.
Oh,
but
wow.
I had two tickets to Kathy's race. I bought them myself in the ballot.
What?
We have to buy our own tickets. I had to buy my mum and dad's tickets to the beach volleyball. You do get two allocated, but you still have to pay for them.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Of course, I was never going to make it. So I handed them to two randoms at the bus stop at Bondi and said,
no!
Hey, what are you doing this afternoon? Do you want to go to Bondi? So they saw us play, and then they went to the stadium to watch Kathy. So
what did you do? You went to still with your medal around your neck, you and Kerry went to a bar in Bondi, I suppose.
We went to Roy and HG. We talked about battered chavs and sausage sizzles and, you know, sand in your pants. And then we went back to Bondi Icebergs and poured free beers for everyone.
Oh, what a day. What a memory.
That's awesome.
And then someone says, oh, Kathy won. And we're like, oh, yeah, get on your Kathy. Good job. Back to us.
Oh, Nat, you're a beautiful Brisbaneite and a wonderful Olympian and a wonderful, wonderful role model. Thanks and enjoy those memories because we have.
Aussie.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Oh, thank goodness it's Friday because we get to do this.
Brutal Friday. Dobbing a tight ass.
Yeah, everybody's favourite segment. If you know a tight ass, you have a penny pincher in your life, someone that's particularly frugal with their money and won't, you know, pay the bill.
Can
the
I
right
check
way.
One? What about if you get, you know, the box the pizza comes in and there's only half a piece left and it gets put in the fridge?
What do you mean?
Tight ass.
Well, you
half a pizza or half a piece?
Half a piece is left. That's all that's left. So
yeah. No, that goes to the chickens in my house.
That's right.
No, it goes in your mouth and then the thing goes in the bin. You've got to finish it off.
So what do you say heating pizza up the next day, though, is twice as good as pizza?
Yeah, not half of one slice. Margo, what do you think of this? My wife's yelling at me to go clothes shopping.
She's been telling you that for weeks now. No, I've just offered to take you, Nick.
I end up just wearing merch.
Well, I said you can't wear merch all your life.
Yeah,
you just wear merch shirts.
Or Triple M shirts.
And they're overpriced shirts too. Like, would you pay $45? Or you would have got it for free?
I got this one for doing gigs at Good Chat. Mm. Yeah. Mm. But I pick up a heap of T-shirts like that, go to a pub. Mm. Oh, hold on. The pub's got a T-shirt. I'll grab one of those.
Time to get a few big boy shirts.
Oh.
But
that's like those blokes. Those blokes who wear their high vis to the beach because they don't want to buy a beach shirt.
No, really?
Yes, they do.
They?
Oh, God,
never
yeah.
Never seen
because
that.
That's all their wardrobe is. That's frugal, isn't it? Get yourself a weekend shirt.
Here's some calls we've had before.
When I was about 12 years old, saving up for a new push bike, my dad kindly lent me another £50 but charged me 10% interest.
Tight ass.
Poor grandma. I went to visit one day and she was cleaning the toilet, knocked the toilet paper in. She fished it out and was patted by the fire to dry it so they could
tight ass.
You recently told us, I think was it at winter, that you got an air conditioner? You'd never had an air conditioner before?
Never had air conditioning in our life this year.
You might resonate with this story. Charlie from Victoria Point.
Hello, how you going?
Yeah, good. Tight ass, do you know one?
Yeah, my brother, he won't have air conditioning in his house because if you close the windows and the blinds in the middle of summer, it keeps the cool air in.
Is that a
shocking
theory you
that
run
is so
on?
Tight.
We're running on Mars.
Well, I just reckon we get enough breezes here in Brisbane. Oh, but crikey, now we got. Tell your brother, now we've got it. It is just the best.
I thought when I first came up here, I thought it'd be against the law to not have aircon in Queensland.
Oh, God.
But some places don't have. That's frightening.
Last summer was out, we just got it. That's amazing. Yeah, let's not talk about it.
Tina from Springwood, good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, frugality. Is it something you're familiar with?
Yes, it's my husband's auntie. It was just the first Christmas we'd met. Been asked to go there for Boxing Day. Got a list of items we needed to take. She put it all in the fridge. Pulled out the tiny tatters, the Spam. Everything came out of a can.
Oh.
And it had all been used the day before. Then she wanted to keep all of our stuff.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I got the Margaret Woodcraft cheesecake and I thought, mate, you are such a friggin' tight ass. I got my cheesecake. I'm out of here.
I'm out.
Tight ass.
Taking it with me.
Just clarify.
Yeah, no way was I eating. I've never eaten tinned food in my life.
Tina, tatters? Is that what you're going to ask?
Taters.
Taters.
No, canned potatoes.
No, it's not such a thing.
They'd been used the day before.
No, so I had like bit of alfoil over the top of the can.
Yeah, like dog food.
Yeah.
Hey, Tina, just tell me about this cheesecake. You actually mentioned it by name. Is that something I need to taste? What is that?
Oh, no, they're not in business anymore. It was the old Margaret Woodcraft cheesecake at Springwood.
Anyone?
Yeah. Is that like the Roberto's cheesecake at Springwood now, Tina?
Oh, nearly.
Nearly, yeah.
I'll let it go.
I love that, though. Love it.
They're like your mates that turn up to a party with a six-pack of Hahn ice cans and all of a sudden they're drinking something nice in the corner. That's not yours.
We actually had a party at our house once when we lived in Camp Hill and the neighbour decided he was new and he wanted to be amongst the party, so he brought over some beers.
Good on him.
But then Corey said, oh, mate, have you run out of beers? You want a beer? And he goes, nah, that stuff tastes like shit. I come to drink your beers. I'll leave them in the fridge.
There's a lot of that goes on. David from Narangba.
G'day, guys.
Yeah, you got someone who really counts their pennies?
Mate, I do. I've got a couple. My great auntie married Jack Ingham back in the day.
Ingham's Chickens.
And Ingham's Chickens, yep.
Oh.
And we used to go around the house for Christmases and we'd get golden back books for Christmas. One each for each of the kiddies.
Yeah.
And my old man went on a holiday to Uluru a few years ago and he came back with a set of oven mitts and he gave one to me and one to my sister.
Oh, wow.
Split it in half.
I'm thinking that's quite generous.
Marto.
What do you do for Christmas?
Oh, well, no, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth. That's quite nice.
What about a half gift horse? That's, I think, the issue there. You can't just have one oven mitt each.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Jeff from Forestdale.
They're expensive.
Take us home. prove who's the frugalest of frugal those people.
Who's the tight arse you know?
Frugal people.
Well, we had a house.
It's confusing,
party.
Jeff. I'm sorry. Start again.
Yeah.
Who's your tight arse, Jeff?
Yeah, that's easier.
That's it. A mate of mine.
Yeah, what'd he do?
We had a housewarming party. He turned up with two beers, put them in the esky, got absolutely smashed on the beers out of the esky,
yeah.
And on his exit, took his two beers with him.
Oh, tight.
Made a traveller.
Yeah.
Is it tight or is it smart?
No, it's tight.
No, that's tight. That is tight. Actually, can Jeff win?
Yeah, Jeff, thanks for the call. We're going to give you a double pass to go watch the Lions take on Carlton.
No,
last game of the season before the finals. Queensland, the new home of the AFL, the only way to see it live. Become a Brisbane Lions member.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Give us a yell anytime, 133353. If you see any traffic like Michelle from West End did, four car, nose to tail, northbound on the M1 near the Juliet Cornwell Street off ramp. Okay, So we're wearing green slopes. They reckon traffic's back to Mount Gravatt. So that's what's ahead of you if that's your problem. Sorry, get off the freeway.
Well, hopefully there's no traffic heading north on the Bruce Highway because that's where I'm headed after the show today. Got the jump on school holidays, gentlemen. Pulled the kids out of school for the last 2 days.
Wait. Should you be talking about this?
Why?
Like someone from the school might be listening, and what did you say?
No, I emailed them and I said, hey, we're taking an opportunity because it's 2 weeks of school holidays as of today for families across Brisbane.
And again,
not all parents get time off work to be able to enjoy the 2 weeks holidays, and we are working through the school holidays. So I'm trying to make the most of the weekends outside of the week where I'm going
to
be working.
You drove all the way up the coast yesterday. You drove all the way back down at 3 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, well, you know, we do these things for our children.
And we've spoken about this before. The syllabus has never packed the last day with the most important stuff. It is roll the TV out, you watch an Ice Age 2 or whatever.
School's not that important. I'm with you.
I didn't say this.
So anyway, so we're headed up the Sunshine Coast. We're staying at Alex Head's Beach.
Didn't you say that? Just the last day.
Just the last day.
I reckon not much what's important.
Yeah, they do like pizza and party and movie day.
Yeah.
Anyway, right, so beside the point. Thing. So we're on holidays. So technically the Parker family up the Sunny Coast at Alex Head's Beach.
Yeah.
We're having a great old time up there yesterday. And last night we went for a nice walk along the esplanade there.
Oh, wow.
We got fish and chips and we sat under in the park next to the skate park and the surf club there at Alex Head's.
Know where you are.
And we sat there and we had our fish and chips and there was a couple of boys playing footy, kicking the footy around. And so Wiley and Jagger, being keen, you know, rugby league fans, said, Mum, can we go and play footy with those boys? I said, yeah, just ask them. I'm sure they'll, you know, be fine. So off they go over and say, hey, can we kick the footy with you? And the boys go, oh, no, we've already got too many players. Sorry.
I've seen this my whole life.
No, you can't.
Brizzo, dirty Brizzos. That's what you get when you go to the coast.
You can't play with us.
I hate your Brizzos.
And so Wiley, filthy at the fact that he wants to join in and play rugby league.
Got a knockback.
He says, do you know Corey Parker? And because one of the boys was wearing a Broncos jersey. And the boy who's wearing the Broncos jersey says, yeah, I know Corey Parker. And Wiley goes, well, that's him over there. He's my dad. Will you let me play?
Wow.
like, will you let me play now? And the boy's like, oh, yeah, sick. You can play with us for sure. And so Memphis had come over and said, what about Wiley just name dropped dad's name to be
able
to play?
She's just dobbed him in.
And I thought, this is so clever.
That's
good on
clever.
Him.
Clever.
Did she go over and say, hey, boys, can I take a photo of this for Instagram? And they're like, no, why? Margot Parker's my mum. Oh, my God. Get her over.
The Big Breakfast. Triple M.
What an exciting day it is. Powderfinger released their first new music in a decade. And to tell us all about it, Bernard Fanning, welcome back to the Big Breakfast.
Hey, Marto. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Hey, yo, what's this all about? We had you on, what, 3 weeks ago, and you didn't make any mention of this for the 20th anniversary where you had you on?
It wasn't me. That would have been JC and Hoggy.
Oh, I was, you know, too. That's right.
They were probably drunk.
Marto may have been too.
Marto may still be.
They're just one thing, Powderfinger. Hey, so how is life, mate, down in Byron Bay? Have you seen Zac Efron or Matt Damon or the Hemsworths or anything? Celebrity watch?
No, mate, I'm keeping a very low profile down here, working very hard and staying out of the papers.
You guys reunited back in May for your One Night Only reunion tour. How's it been? How did it feel getting the band back together, getting Powderfinger back together?
Well, it was good, but it wasn't a tour. It was a one-off.
Yeah.
And we weren't even in the same room. So it was pretty easy.
And it didn't go long enough. I just settled into my second beer and it was over.
So we heard. But look, we had a ball. We were organising this anniversary release for Odyssey Number 5, which just came out last week, going through archives, looking at all the material that we had that hadn't been released. And we ended up with a ton of stuff that we'd kind of forgotten about. We ended up gathering all them up, and we had Nick D'Addio remix them. And so we've got an album together.
Wow.
There's a whole album coming out.
Good stuff.
We don't know the date yet, but that's all coming down the line. But there's a whole record of 10 songs coming. Anyway, the point that I was making was that, you know, when we were getting all this stuff together and when all the COVID madness was kind of happening, we were like, okay, well, what can we do? Should we release a song or should we? And someone said, oh, you know, do you want to do a gig? And we were like, oh, no. And then and then we kind of talked ourselves into it and just said, oh, okay, let's do it.
Can we play it now, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. Powderfinger, first new music in a decade, new single and video Day by Day
on Triple M.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
If you could pick a perfect venue to play, like, what is your favourite place to play?
Play a gig.
Yeah.
Not in a sports stadium?
Not in a sports stadium during a game.
Could be.
Look, I have very, very fond memories of playing gigs in Brisbane. With all of the earliest Powderfinger gigs were at the Orient.
Now Johnny Ringo's for everyone else. It's magnificent.
Yeah, Johnny Ringo's these days, I guess. But,
it's a wedge shape. Just for these guys, Bernard, it's a wedge shape for everyone listening. It's a wedge shape hotel, so like a pie. Right. It's really wide.
I may have ridden a bucking bull there.
Yeah, where the bull is now, Powderfinger used to be.
There's a bucking bull there, Bernard.
They turned it into a country hotel. It's a great story. The guy booking it's a mate of mine, Stevie. He booked a band one night. He didn't know who they were, and they were a country and western band, and all this crowd just came in from nowhere. He didn't know. He said, where are you people from? He said, we're all from the bush, and no one plays any of this music. And he then turned it into a country pub.
A lot of them are city folk too, where girls wear tartan shirts, tied up, their Daisy Dukes and cowgirl boots that they've just purchased from Ariat, but haven't been worn in, but they jump on the bucking bull like they're cowgirls.
God, imagine if you went back there, Bernard.
Hey, Bernard, just on that, you did say no to the AFL Grand Final, obviously at the Gabba this year in Brisbane. Vulture Street is where you recorded this, you know, a lot of this album. Why did you say no?
Well, we're not an active band. The One Night Lonely thing was genuinely a one-off. Everyone's quite happily living their own lives at the moment and pretty busy doing whatever they're doing. So that was just never part of the idea.
Are you scared? Are you scared of doing a meatloaf that you won't remember all the words?
Oh, everyone's scared of doing a meatloaf.
Hoags and JC said we'd rather be drinking piss than singing. Yeah. I think that was their
watching
quote.
The grand final. Yeah, yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me.
But can you tell us the story? I know I try to tell these guys about Bish. They were one of the original founding members and the original drummer. Can you just confirm he was in those days before you even joined? And then did he go overseas to do law or something? What happened to him? Did he become a lawyer?
No, not a lawyer. No, but there's enough of them.
Weren't you their boarding house master, Marto? Have you heard this story, Bernard?
Because years later, I just said to JC, I never knew you played the guitar. I thought you were just an off spinner and a nice, tidy 5/8 in the rugby. He said, no. I said, why didn't I never see you ever in your room practicing the guitar? He had to go down in the, near the laundry, near the big dryers and laundry, because otherwise he would have got bashed if anyone found out that he was a musician. What about that for a
Mate, it's no wonder you didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
first of all,
self-preservation.
He was actually a terrible leg spinner, and he was a halfback, so you obviously weren't paying attention. He's a leggy.
Oh, you guys love him. These guys are the biggest cricket nuffies the world's ever seen. You tell them, you used to play a heap of cricket while you were recording, didn't you?
Yeah, a ton. And writing, yeah. That's what we did for breaks.
Hey. Great. Ah, oh, we love you, Powderfinger.
Bernard Fanning, an absolute privilege and an honour. Thank you very much for joining the Big Breakfast.
Happy 20th anniversary.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having us.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
With Marto, Margo and Nick Cody.
Drop everything and get into Chemist Warehouse right now for their Spring Frenzy Sale. It's on today.
Still going, it is, isn't it? Mm. The half were they quarter price? What was
half
it?
Price.
Oh, how many times do I need to be told?
Get down low and go to Chemist Warehouse.
Is it 40% off?
50% off, Marto.
That'd be
half price.
150 to 100. Oh. That's half. That's half price. That's half price of vitamins, cosmetics.
Cosmetics?
Blackmores, Caruso's, Maybelline, Rimmel.
What if I wanted to get some Revlon?
Triple
M. Lippy.
Big breakfast.
Yesterday, gentlemen, I just want to take you back. We talked about dog poo etiquette. Mm. I'd taken my dog Andy for a walk. I didn't have any bags with me. Marto, you hit me up about it. I didn't realise that was a thing. Thankfully, the dog didn't do anything, so I didn't have to pick it up.
We got a call afterwards, which we didn't put to air, from a girl from the city council saying $260
fine if you don't pick it up.
And even if you don't have two plastic bags while you're going for a walk.
It was a $60 fine if you don't have any bags on.
It was only a $60 fine if you didn't take bags.
Yes.
So, incredible. And a lot of people said, yeah, I've had trouble with this sort of thing, but what about that bloke that spoke to us?
One guy rang in and he was telling us that he hoses his pathway every day because sometimes, you know, the dogs do poos on the pathway, so he hoses it down. Mm. But he was hosing and I said, why do you hose your pathway down? And he said, well, I got shamed by my neighbour. Mm. Because my grass was letting the street appeal down.
Now, this is, he was just living, I think, was he Sunnybank or somewhere? I can't even remember. But the simple fact is, there are those new estates where they have covenants. You've got to build your house. It has to look like this. You have to look after your lawn.
No front fence because of the wildlife.
Yeah. But he just lived in a normal knockabout suburb where the neighbours were shaming him.
Can you shame your neighbours if they're not fun?
Yeah,
oh,
last house, the whole street was a little cul-de-sac, and everybody was
friends.
Fun and have street barbecues and everything.
Yeah.
But one neighbour wouldn't. We'd hit him up every time. We'd go, mate, you're bored. Just come out the front. Have some beers.
No.
Wouldn't do it. Mm. Is that shaming? Is that a positive shaming? Well, shame him into a good time?
Is it shaming, do you think? My old man, he used to mow. My old man loved mowing. It wouldn't surprise you. That's where I get it from. Mm. But he used to mow anyone whose footpath wasn't mowed properly. He wouldn't enter their property, but he'd do all the footpaths. He'd just keep going down the road.
Oh, that's nice. That's just considerate. Nice. That's just being a nice person.
But is that shaming your neighbour?
Yeah.
So
it's about time you mowed your lawn.
Do you have any Greek grandparents in your street? Because my Greek mates, their grandparents, the whole...
Concrete everything.
Greek grass. Whole backyard and front yard is driveway. So you can't beat that.
Often it's older people who have got too much time on their hands will go around picking on younger people with less vigilant habits. Tony from Ipswich, is this happening out your way?
Yeah, mate. I do our street, both sides of the edges with me brush cutter. I walk up and down. And Mrs. thinks I'm a nutter.
Hang on. You do the whole street, Tony? Both sides of the whole street?
Yeah, 16 houses on either side.
You sound like my old man. So do you only do the edges or do you then go home and get the mower and do it?
I do the neighbours mower on the corner. We live in like one from the corner.
Yeah.
He's always messy, so I go around his corner for him. I don't think I've spoken to him. I only lived there 20-odd years.
Yeah, righto, but do you realise you might be shaming these people?
They might not have spoken to the
madman next door is making us feel bad about ourselves.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't really care, as long as he gets his lawn mowed.
Yeah, fair enough.
Tony, method of edging, is it whippersnipper or is it that little silver roly blade with the pointy edges?
Who uses that?
My grandfather.
Big bore four-stroke brush cutter.
Good one, mate.
Got more power.
Hold on. Are you saying your granddad?
Yeah. Does with that thing. What is? I don't even know what that's called. It's like, it looks like a long stick and it's got like a little wheel on the end of it.
Oh, God. The old hoey thing.
Yeah. Pizza cutter on a broom handle.
Yeah. And he push hand, like it's laborious. It's a manual thing.
How old is he? Laborious. How 89? Old is he? 89, he's still pushing one of them.
God.
Yeah, that's only for people who want to keep an eye on everything going on the street because it takes ages.
Yes.
Good neighbour, Shamer.
Dan from Wellington Point, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Are you being neighbour shamed or are you shaming a neighbour?
Well, I warn you that it can backfire.
Oh.
Because we had a neighbour in Wellington Point in a previous estate that I lived in, and he had these old Fairlanes.
Plural? Was that plural, Fairlanes? Yeah.
Fairlanes, plural, yeah.
Not a good start.
Were they out the front of the house or in his yard on blocks?
Out the front of the house in all various states of disrepair.
Yeah, right.
And someone, it wasn't me, hand on heart, wasn't me. Someone left him a note, obviously.
Yeah.
And then he put a big chalkboard at the front saying, you know, I'm doing up classic cars, leave me alone. And I mean,
Fairlane. It looked like middle of a project, wasn't he?
Yeah, it looked like an abortion, really. But then from then on, any appliance that broke down, he never threw away. And it's to this day, he's still got fridges and washing machines.
Oh, the Fairlanes were the start of it. And then it just became that's to piss everyone off.
And that's exactly what it is. And to this day, it looks shocking.
What I'd do there is you've got to be a bit of reverse psychology and go, mate, I'm so looking forward to seeing this project finish. You've got fridges and cars. This is going to be sick, man. Just let us know when it all wraps up.
That was Triple M's Big Breakfast.
God, you do so much for this town.
For the biggest range of half-price vitamins and cosmetics, shop at the Chemist Warehouse Spring Frenzy Sale and stop paying too much.